So I'm making this video real quick for anyone who wants to do this on their own bike. It is super easy. As you can see, the first time I ever actually did airbrushed, I started airbrushing my bike, and now I did the first time ever of lace, and this is what it came out to look like. So for anyone out there who feels like they take more time at doing stuff, that's fine. Take all the time you want. Make it as perfect as you want. I'm about to tell you how easy it is to do this. So I went to Hobby Lobby, got 3.5-inch roll because I couldn't find a sheet of actual lace. So I bought the 3.5-inch roll. I sprayed one side of it with 505 till it was nice and tacky, and I stuck it on here at the angle I wanted, and then I taped it off with blue tape to give the solid line on this edge of it. Once it's actually on there how you want it, when you spray it, don't spray it at an angle. You want to spray directly down at it. So if you're looking at it, you want to spray directly at the paint. That'll give it to where it sits on there right. You don't need to spray it too much. You don't need to cover it too bad. As you can see, you can still see some of the white through here. And it covers it nice. It's really not that hard to do. I would do a clear coat on this, but I don't want to use a clear coat on the flat. So it's one of those, maybe one of these days after dashing, make enough money, buy one of these on Amazon. They're like $500 on Amazon. And I'll take my time, redo it in this black, redo it with the lace and clear coat with the lace still on there and everything wrapped up, just so this is clear coated while this stays flat. But it's not that hard to do. If anyone else wants to try this, wants to do it to their bike, it is a lot simpler. A lot of these things, a lot of things to do to your bike is a lot easier than people say it is. Oh, it's not that easy. Yes, it is. Don't listen to them. Just do it.